This is Asked and Answered.
Questions.
With Tom Opferman and Steelers Digest editor Bob Labriola.
Steelers dropped their third in a row to the Colts on Saturday, and there were consequences from the results. Most notably, Labs, Mitch Trubisky on the bench. Mason Rudolph is expected to start, of course, if Kenny Pickett isn't returning from injury. What do you feel about that? The fans finally getting their way, huh?
Well, you know, to me, let the way I see it is this. Certainly among Steelers fans, anytime there's a quarterback change, that is the big news. But there was another thing happened yesterday that I think is going to have more of an impact on the next few games than benching Mitch Trubisky. And that's DeMonte Casey getting suspended for the rest of the season. But we will serve the public, serve our audience, and start with benching Mitch Trubisky.
That's why you're the best, Labs. You got your finger on the pulse of Steelers Nation.
You helped me. Well, and the fact that I think like the first, I don't know how many episodes of this podcast and or the training camp report that we did.
Right.
Started off with a quarterback question. As Chuck Noll once said about himself, finally hiring us, being the last NFL team to hire a special teams coach, Noll said again about himself, if you hit a donkey on the head often enough with a 2x4, even he gets the message. So, you can consider me a descendant of that donkey. Okay, so here we go. One of the things, you know, Mike Tomlin was asked at the news conference, why are you making the change? And he said, we don't like what we're looking at in the consistency of it. What I mean is we're not scoring enough points, particularly as you move into December football. You've got to score more than 12, 14, 16 points in games this time of year. You had better assume that others are doing the same. Okay, that's obviously part of it. But here is my, let me give you a little bit of my impression of what also was a contributing factor. You know, Mike Tomlin said that, and he has said this in the past, but he said this particularly about this change, that he didn't want to come off as laying all of the blame for the loss on Mitch Trubisky, okay? But a thing that Mike Tomlin has also said a lot is that, I call it a rule, a guideline of his. He wants his team, the players on his team, to make routine plays routinely. And that was not happening.
Right.
You know, in the Colts game, okay, it's the second quarter. And where we are, the Steelers at the time have a 13-7 lead still. They are without their two safeties, Casey, who was ejected, Minkah Fitzpatrick, injured a knee. So that had happened earlier in the second quarter. And so here we are now in the second quarter. The Steelers goal line stand. They keep Indianapolis out of the end zone on fourth and goal at the one. So they take over. And then with 3 minutes and 23 seconds left. So at on the play right after the two-minute warning, they have a third and four at their own eight. Trubisky throws a deep ball down the sideline to Deontay Johnson, 18 yards first down. Okay, here we go. Not that they're going to score necessarily, but it looks like they should be able to get out of the half with a 13-7 lead, and then they can get into the locker room at halftime and figure out what they're going to do with their defense.
Right.
Because, okay, you know, you can't, you know, your players, who you got on the sideline is who you got at that point. And there wasn't anybody there who had safety on their resume. So, okay. So they move the ball a little bit. The clock's running. Then there's a third and three at the Steelers' 33-yard line with 58 seconds left. Matt Freiermuth is wide open in the middle of the field. He's beyond the line of gain, line to gain. Throw him the ball. Just throw him the ball. It's not far downfield. It's where Trubisky was standing in the pocket. I don't even imagine it was a 10-yard pass. He's a professional. He is an NFL quarterback. Once a second pick of a draft. He missed him. I mean, that's the routine play. He didn't make it routinely. And then, so the Steelers punt for a change. Presley Harvin got off a good punt. The Colts take over on their own 26 with 44 seconds left. They go 74 yards in three plays in 22 seconds. They go in the halftime with a lead. So not only do you have no safeties, but you're behind. So, that's the whole point in having a veteran quarterback as your backup. Why you re-signed him to a contract extension. I'm talking about Mitch Trubisky.
Right.
His whole purpose was to make that throw and plays like it. And he didn't. Then there were the turnovers, interception. I think the Steelers caught a break on his fumble down at the goal line that was ruled he had crossed the plane before he lost possession of the ball, because that would have cost the Steelers a touchdown. It was a fourth down play. So as soon as he lost the ball, the rule is the only player who can recover a fourth down fumble is the player who fumbled it. So Najee Harris, does what you're, the ball's at his feet, he picks it up. So that's a dead ball right there at that point by rule. But we got luck. The Steelers got lucky. They reviewed it. They made the determination that the ball crossed the plane of the goal line before he lost possession of it. So it's a touchdown. But anyway, the turnovers, not making the routine plays routinely, and not scoring points. Yeah, I mean, it's something that had to be done. Now, let me throw this out there. Mason Rudolph is being worked as the starting quarterback in the early part of practice this week, as we're talking here on Tuesday before the team takes the field for the first of three practices in advance of Saturday's game, against the Bengals at Acrisure. But Mike Tomlin said about Kenny Pickett, his availability is not out of the question this week. So, Mason Rudolph is the starter, kinda, unless Pickett is deemed to be healthy enough to play. So, we'll have to see how that unfolds, get the doctor's reports and see the practice reports, Pickett's level of participation in those, because he's going to have to be, is going to have to be able to show that he can protect himself, with that ankle injury, right. He can move around a little bit if necessary. And is he able to, step into the throws that he's going to need to make because of that ankle injury? So, that's all up in the air right now. As is Mason Rudolph's status as the starter, but what is not in question is it will not be Mason Rudolph. It will not be Mitch Trubisky.
Right. Well, there's also no question about DeMonte Casey and his participation coming up, suspended for the rest of the season. Labs, quickly, your thoughts on that? It's rare to see a player get ejected in the NFL from a game. That plus the suspension, including postseason, if the Steelers were to make it, NFL's really dropping the hammer on Casey.
Yeah, I do think that they have already suspended a guy, Kareem Jackson, I think, once. He was disciplined, then he appealed, he got special dispensation, was put back on secret probation, then committed another offense and was suspended. So John Runyon, who issued the suspension, said that in the letter to him, Casey, that you were suspended for, quote, repeated violations of playing rules intended to protect the health and safety of players, including during Saturday's game against the Indianapolis Colts. I really think it's the repeated violations that the heart of it is at the heart of this suspension, because KZ has been fined 5 times for unnecessary roughness earlier this season. Okay, he was fined for hits in weeks 2, 7, 8, and 12. So that kind of build up on the record, on your permanent record, you know, that like the one you have in grade school, that I'm sure is pretty sketchy.
Still
too.
Laminated.
Still laminated. I'm following you around to your, you know, employment. Yeah, I really think that that's the issue. Now, KZ can appeal. His agent has said he will. There is a chance that the suspension could be reduced, but he's not playing this week. I mean, they're not going to – if the suspension is reduced, it will be reduced from the back end forward, not from the front end back, if you know what I mean. So so now what you got at safety is, okay, Minkah Fitzpatrick's out with a knee injury. KZ won't play. So now you got Trenton Thompson, a practice squad call-up, and now he's trying to come back from a stinger from the game against the Colts. You got your special teams captain, Miles Killebrew, who is better at blocking kicks than defending passes, all due respect, but that's his niche in the league. You have Eric Rowe, who's a 9-year veteran on the practice squad. And then you have Elijah Riley, who came to the team after being claimed off waivers from the Jets in 2022, but he's currently on IR. So he's going to have to be deemed healthy enough, and then you got to activate him and you know, that kind of stuff. And, oh, just this one last thing. Bengals quarterback Jake Browning passed for 324 yards.
Yeah, he's been pretty decent, hasn't he?
Game. Yes, he has. So, ho, ho, ho. lots of good news, not on the Steelers front, yesterday.
All right, well, let's get into some questions for today's Asked and Answered. And we start with Lee Pingree from Moon Township, Pennsylvania. And he asks, is there a rule regarding how many steps a kicker can take before attempting a field goal? It seems like a lot of these long field goal attempts come up short, but it might benefit the kicker to take some extra steps to add some distance. I realize by taking extra steps, it can cause the likelihood of the kick being blocked or throw off the timing, but the chances of making a long field goal, 60-plus yards, seem unlikely without the added risk of taking extra steps.
Well, okay, Lee, there's no rule legislating the number of steps an NFL place kicker can take, but the issue that you're seemingly dismissing as cause the likelihood of the kick being blocked, I mean, I don't know that that's an acceptable risk in the NFL. I mean, the operation of the snap hold kick component at the NFL level is 1.2 seconds. 1.5 seconds will send a team looking for replacements. Yeah. So, you know, you have to understand, too, that getting a kick blocked can turn out to be a catastrophe because it can lead to a scoop and score. Ask the Steelers about that in the 2001 AFC Championship game loss to New England. So if you're an opposing NFL special teams coordinator who is facing a team with a kicker that is allowed to take extra steps on long field goal attempts, you know, that's like throwing raw meat in a lion's cage at the zoo. So I just don't think the risk reward would be deemed acceptable in that situation.
Mark Staley from Patchogue, New York. Do you think Rashawn Evans would have been a good fit for the Steelers in light of all the injuries at the inside linebacker position? I know he was on the Cowboys practice squad around the time Cole Holcomb went down.
Yeah, Rashawn Evans was, in fact, on Dallas's practice squad at the time Cole Holcomb went down. But what the Cowboys were doing with him, he was a regular call-up from the practice squad to the roster, and then they returned him to the practice squad without exposing him to waivers. Now, the rule is you can only do that 3 times before you either have to put the guy on the 53-man roster permanently or expose him to the waiver system. Now, Cole Holcomb got injured, but at the time, Rashawn Evans, well, while he was being yo-yoed up and back, the Steelers still had Quan Alexander and Landon Roberts. So, you know, you lose one, but you felt you had 3, so now you have 2. So that's, you know, that's okay. But when Evans was yo-yoed for the 3rd time, that's when Quan Alexander got hurt. So now you only had one. But the Cowboys responded to that instantly by adding him to their 53-man roster. So it was a bad timing situation. The Cowboys reacted correctly in the way that they had to retain Evans, and so they really kept him from the Steelers and anybody else around the league.
Clint Simmel from Holt, Michigan. Just wondering if you had any insight into whether the Steelers showed any interest in signing Shaq Leonard when the Colts released him. With our needed inside linebacker in his young age, I thought maybe he could help us down the stretch, but I know he has since signed with the Eagles.
Okay, Shaq Leonard, in his first four NFL seasons, voted the four Pro Bowls and first-team All-Pro three times. But then he got hit by a rash of injuries, specifically a back injury that required surgery on two different occasions. So since 2020, Shaq Leonard's list of injuries were a broken ankle, multiple concussions, a broken nose, and those two back surgeries. He played just three games in 2022 because of his back injuries. In an interview with Stacey Dales of NFL Network, he was talking about not being able to do a calf raise, just feeling pain every morning when he woke up. He can't bend, he can't lift, he can't twist. So you have, you know, thoughts about if you're going to be able to play anymore. So, you know, I just don't think that, yes, his age, 28 years old, he's a three-time All-Pro inside linebacker, is an accurate description of Shaq Leonard. But another accurate description of him is a 28-year-old inside linebacker who twice has needed surgery on his back. And I just don't think the Steelers were interested in a player with that kind of injury history.
Lou Mann from Ashkelon, Israel. I'd like to see the Steelers re-sign punter Harry Newsom. I'm sure he could still play. Is it possible?
Okay, we're going in the Wayback Machine here now. Strap on there.
I was like, who is Harry Newsom?
Harry Newsom is 60 years old, okay, at this point. And I'm going to guess that, you know, Lou's intent here was to take a shot at Presley Harvin's punting lately, which, hey, it's not that difficult to do. But, you know, during his five seasons with the Steelers, Harry Newsom had 12 punts blocked. 12.
Wow.
Including an NFL leading six during the 1988 season. So, you know, watch what you wish for, Lou, because shanked punts are not as bad as blocked punts. I can guarantee you that. As someone who lived through that 1988 season, six blocked punts was not pretty.
Damian Scott, Sr. from right here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Bill Cowher has over 150 wins during his time as the head coach of the Steelers. Who has the most wins as the starting quarterback for Cowher? Cordell Stewart, Neil O'Donnell, or Ben Roethlisberger?
Okay, Bill Cowher's record as a Steelers coach exactly is 161-99-1, and that includes playoffs. Okay, so also including playoffs, Cordell Stewart is 48-31 as the starting quarterback during that era. Neil O'Donnell was 40-20. And in his only three seasons under Bill Cowher, Ben Roethlisberger was 34-12.
Wow.
So the answer was Cordell Stewart.
With Ben closing the gap really fast, lightning quick.
coming up strong on the outside. Yes, down the home stretch.
Our final question today comes from Ronnie Kapp from Yankton, South Dakota. Sorry for the prior rant rave. You shouldn't have to read stuff like that. But I would still really like it if you could give me/us the number to call in for the post-game show with Charlie Batch and his co-host Rob King. I'm a huge fan of them both.
And I am happy to throw those guys under the bus for all of the kinds of things that I have been getting an asked and answered lately. But if you want to talk to Charlie Batch and Rob King after Steelers games, you can call 412-333-9383, or you can email questions to Batch at his website, charliebatch.com, during or after the game. And, you know, try and be nicer to them than y'all are often to me.
And as an extra treat for you callers out there, when you call into the post-game show, you get me first answering the phone, screening your call. So
I wish I'd known that, because I would have provided your cell phone
number, too. Nope, no need for the cell phone. 412-333-9383 is perfectly fine in my book. That'll do it for us this week on Asked and Answered. Always appreciate you guys giving us a listen and getting your questions in. Get questions into Labs now. Make them nice. But get your questions into Labs now, and maybe you'll hear them read on a future edition. Saturday game again for the Steelers this week. It's the Bengals at Acrisure Stadium for a 4:30 kickoff on the night before Christmas Eve. For Bob Labriola, I'm Tom Opperman. This has been Asked and Answered. We'll talk to you next week.